The four big U.S. television networks are battling to get an exclusive interview with a former prisoner of war in Iraq, Army Private First Class Jessica Lynch. CBS News and its parent company, Viacom, reportedly have offered her a multimedia package. Commentator John Ridley has a few thoughts for CBS and Viacom.
A lot of media watchdogs have been howling at you guys for telling Private Jessica Lynch that if she gave CBS News an exclusive interview, book deals, a miniseries, and appearance on MTV were in the offing courtesy of the corporate synergy of Viacom. Flaxer's saying that amounts to paying for news. It's an erosion of journalistic ethics. Well, I, for one, am sick and tired of people whining about the obligation you broadcasters have to use the airways you're given for free, for the public good. CBS's We'll Give You Your Own Media Circus If You Give Us Your Story ploy is just an example of how the FCC's relaxation of ownership media rules, allowing big, fat media companies to become bigger and fatter, is in our best interest. If media corporations don't have the ability to bribe with the promise of instant multimedia celebrityhood, how do people expect news organizations to get us our news? Savvy reporting, quality journalism? Yeah. Maybe in that same make-believe Shangri-La where killing the inheritance tax really does help the little guy, but I'm living in the real world, and in the real world, having seen the stinktacular ratings of the CBS Evening News and the morning show, I know exactly why CBS has got to grease people to get them to come by for a sit-down. I don't think Dan Rather would show up if we weren't getting regular guest spots on Letterman. What's it matter if the people who are supposed to be seeking the truth are out quid pro quoing it all over the joint to get information as long as information is gotten? I bet if big old Viacom offered a Rax, Mrs. Anthrax, and Dr. German interview slash book deal slash movie of the week, they'd cough up the 411 on those pesky weapons of mass destruction. Yeah, lines between news and entertainment are being blurred, but if you're anything like me, you've got no time in your hectic schedule to keep drawing those lines in the first place. The tricky parts are going to be that Private Lynch book and miniseries. You got to keep them tense, exciting, which could be problematic. The raid to rescue Private Lynch may have been waged against unarmed Iraqi doctors happy to hand her over in the first place. In my experience, one-sided fights tend to be drama killers. That's the problem with media companies having competing interests. What wins out, truth or fiction? Well, fiction pays better, so we can only hope, now that Viacom's been gracious enough to throw around all this corporate dough to nail this interview and book and movie and MTV special, nobody blows it by getting some journalistic integrity and queering the deal with things like facts. Are you listening, tiny, petite CBS News division, the one that adds little, if anything, to the Viacom bottom line? But the point is, Viacom, you've got a responsibility to your shareholders to make synergy work at all costs and get Private Lynch. I'm watching for the Jessica Lynch sitcom offer, the Jessica Lynch remix album, Jessica Behind the Camouflage, the Jessica Lynch Coming Home Spectacular featuring the stars of this hall's CBS lineup and the people of Palestine, West Virginia. Come on, Viacom and CBS. You're making AOL Time Warner look positively coordinated.
The comments of John Ridley, a Hollywood writer and director and author of the new science fiction thriller, Those Who Walk in Darkness.